thank you for being back in time, delegates, and let's take up the discussion, finish the discussion of the critical review with any last comments on format changes that we might consider to make this document more useful for us. Before we take any further comments, though, I would like to make one clarification, as I just discussed with the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, who suggested an item for discussion that I mistakenly thought had to do with this document. It doesn't. What she wants to discuss is a template or a format for comments to be made on documents that are in the step process and documents that were submitted in writing but delegates weren't present, so as to make that process better. Her point is it would ultimately make the critical review easier, but in fact it's probably best discussed under other business and future work. So if everyone can agree, she agrees, then we will move that discussion to other business and future work. Agreement? Agreement. Excellent. Very good. Thank you, Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, and thank you for Secretary for helping me understand that issue better. When we left, we were talking about changes that might be made to this presentation of information that would help us do a more fully informed, better, and more complete critical review. And I had suggested that perhaps, in the spirit of other comments made earlier in the morning about a full listing of all documents underway in a committee, not all of which would be discussed here, clearly, but just for information, that perhaps even discussion papers that are on a committee's agenda would be listed just for information. They could be listed in a little box at the bottom, something like the chair's comments are listed. In other words, just for information for the committee, executive committee, just to understand what the entire work body of that committee is. It was a discussion I put out. You may like it, you may not. We'll hear your discussion, but there may be other ideas as well, and I open the floor with acknowledgement of the member for Southwest Pacific.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to support your proposal that we include the discussion papers. The reason behind that, I think, is it's important to have a look at the CCMAS work on the biotech methods of analysis. That work was actually commenced in 2000 with a discussion from the biotech committee to the methods of analysis committee. There was significant work went into that document for almost eight years before we approved it as new work. And it was only after that significant amount of work that some of the controversial issues actually started to arise. We've also found that we do a similar thing at the national level. We have what we call a map of codex work, and we list every piece of work for every committee, where it's at, what country leads it, when the next working group is, whether there's an electronic working group, and it helps us to prioritise those things that we'll participate in. So I'd like to support the idea that we do include the discussion papers for information of the committee, of the executive committee. In addition to that, I'd also like to suggest that in the column that we have that lists provision of scientific advice, that there is a linkage made with the information that is compiled by the FAO and WHO, which appears under item 8B. In the paper that the FAO and WHO provides, there's important information that links back to those other pieces of work in the outcomes of the expert consultations, but it also has our priorities that we have agreed at at the Commission in terms of when that scientific advice will be provided and the costs and so on. So I'd like to suggest that either there be a cross-reference to that, or that table could be attached to our critical review paper, so that it just makes it a little bit more compact and everything is right there for us to see in one place. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. Perhaps it seems that a cross-reference could probably solve the need, makes it easy, just turn right to that other document, doesn't require reproduction of text or repeating of text. But thank you very much for that suggestion. It seems that there seems to be general agreement with that. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Really, I'd just like to support the comments that have been made by other members. I think it's always difficult to try and decide whether this should be a long document or a short document, given the discussions we have had about resources. But I think it is important that, as other members have said, and particularly Member Frazier, for this Executive Committee to have a very good idea of the workload of the committees. So I would favour including all the work of the committees, perhaps also, as Member Frazier suggested, with highlighting those standards which deserve the particular attention of this Executive Committee. I think more widely as well, to have a comprehensive document would be helpful, not only for Member of the South West Pacific, but also for the parent organisations, because so they can see the full range of Codex work that's going on. So in that case, I would support a fuller, more comprehensive document, which actually wouldn't need updated that often. It would just be the main bulk of work to populate it. So I would be in favour of a full document. Thank you.
Thank you. Member for Europe, Member for North America, please.
Thank you. I too would support the comments that have been made to this point. Maybe just add a couple of other things that we might want to think about. Maybe a little more on the process side. I guess the thing to remember is try to put ourselves in the position of using the document. I consider myself kind of a useful person here because I'm fairly new to the process. And so I see things and references that I don't know what they mean. So I suspect other people don't know what they mean as well. And so we have to remember when we get ourselves really immersed in Codex, we know a lot of things that are so obvious to us that they're not obvious to other people. And we talked a little bit about when we reference LNORMs that we give more information than just the number. Also to put the year in front of the committee and not just the number of the committee meeting. Those are all things that are very useful to people as we're reading them. I do want to say that I think we should, I do appreciate the work that's been done to create this document. I think this is a really great help. And so what we're looking for now is ways that we can even make it more helpful, because this is such an important part of what we do. The other thing, and this is again speaking from the experience, I have two new committee chairs from the United States who were confronted with having to provide this information, and they didn't know what to do. So I think perhaps if we can find some way to have a template or some standard information on how to fill it out, so that when chairs or other people submit information, or when it is put together, some of this information comes from the secretariat, that there's a standardized format and a standardized content for each of the columns, so that when we say target date, we know what that means. Explanatory notes, we know what that means. There's a place for the secretariat to put in notes, and that we make sure that we do have comments from the committee chairs, which again is very important. But again, and you know, and I talk a little bit about process, but this really helps become more efficient help us to do our work better. Because I know what happened in the case of the chairs, they had to contact the secretariat, and the secretariat had to spend time explaining things to them, and did a wonderful job. but that, you know, that just, that adds to the burden of our work. So we're always looking for ways to make it easier. And then some way, I think it was mentioned, that this would just become a dynamic document, that you would just roll it over and keep adding information. And as we do that, it will become easier for us to work. But again, I do want to thank the Secretariat for the work, because I think they've done a terrific job, and it's been very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, member from North America. The member from North America has summarized a number of previous comments that I think we have generally agreed to take on board. And I see perhaps a comment from Vice Chair Manindo. Although you're hidden by the projector there, sir. Your flag is hidden by the projector.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I'll improve my height so that you can be able to see me. I want to agree with the various submissions that have been made for improving this document. But members will agree with me that there are new members who normally come on board in the executive committee, and they really need more information that we have discussed to be included in the document if we have to make headway in the discussion in the executive committee. I would like to suggest further that if possible, the Secretariat could probably think of having an electronic tracking system for the standards, so that at a glance, one would be able to see at the various levels at which those standards are. This would enable both the Executive Committee to know, as already agreed, one, the workload of the committees, and two, what to expect at the commission level well in advance. So if that is something that can be worked out, I think it would improve further on trying to help the executive committee know exactly what is going on as far as standards work is concerned. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chair Manindo. Perhaps when we talk about IT solutions and other improvements we're talking about with respect to secretariat operations, we can either take it up then or in a private meeting in the margins of this meeting. But we should undoubtedly, information technology will be helping us as we go forward in some ways, in various ways. I will conclude this discussion with giving the opportunity for the secretary to take her bows. She's gotten many compliments for this document, and we thank you for it. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we should like to recall the background of this document. The format is set up in the strategic plan, so we have been following that format. And we have added, in fact, what was required, which was initially less than that. But there is a format. It's supposed to be presented like that, especially to the last comment regarding electronic tracking, etc. But this document has to be presented and has to be discussed in the present form, because it's a requirement from the strategic plan on which everybody had agreed. So if we want to change, we can always change. But now, as long as we are in that strategic plan, we have to follow what was decided there. Anything we can add, we will add, but we should not repeat in this document what is in other papers, like as regards the paper from FAO and WHO, which propose all the detail on scientific advice. We can put any reference, although in the case of the meeting held before the Commission, since this document is generally prepared before the other one, well, cross-reference might not always be the case, but as much information as necessary, of course. And initially there was much less because it was only what was in the strategic plan, which indicated only when there was a request for scientific advice. Now we added whether it had been provided. We will put in all cases, of course, and try to improve and put all the various requirements which have been put forward. As regards the chair, I think we never had problems with the chairs. We send them the table. Sometimes it was all the previous table or just indicating, but they always really cooperated very efficiently and gave us sometimes more information perhaps than was required. But it was always very very useful to put in the, whether there were new chairs or not. I mean, we always had very good cooperation and want to thank all the countries. So in some cases, the comments are from the chair. Some cases, we just put the status as secretariat, which may or may not be enough, so that we can always add. Try not to have a document which is very, very long, but putting what is necessary for explanation. We have understood that from the comments of several members that we should also put the documents which are approved as new work. But I've got another question for the committee. The items which have been only proposed to the commission as new work, for example, we are in the executive committee 6 months before the commission. If we had put what was proposed as new work, is it really for the committee doing the monitoring to look at that? Because that's normally for the section of the critical review on new work. We can put what has been approved by the commission and which has not, which has just started but was approved by the commission. If we would include also the items which are proposed by committees but have not yet been approved as new work by the commission, just want to know from the committee, because it means we would start discussing proposals for new work. Is it really the purpose? So that I think we would be clear, because several members said to have an idea of the work of the committee, put everything, even if it's not yet approved as new work. So we would need some clarification on that. If we put what is proposed for new work at this present session, we would start discussing whether it should be new work or not, and that may perhaps create some confusion between what is discussed in the monitoring and what is discussed under new work. So that it may be the same question. Well, on discussion papers, we can always add that as a list and not putting any explanation, because that's always for the committee to decide. But normally the purpose of the monitoring is not to look at how the discussion papers are progressing, but how the actual work is progressing. So we should be really sure of what the committee wants to actually discuss, just for our clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Thank you, Madam Secretary. I think the intent of the committee is not to expand the discussion beyond what we understand to be our brief here in critical review, which is to talk about work items that are having problems, and not to discuss items that are new work, just getting started, or just under discussion. We would just ask them to be listed so that we have a full picture of what is on the committee's agenda. And that seems to be a fairly clear understanding around the room. So I suggest we try that. And I have a very strong sense that this committee understands what it's about, and that we will not have an unbridled, undisciplined discussion the next time, but that we know what we're asking for, and we're capable of handling it. So let's try it. Thank you. Very good. I'm sorry. I was looking right at your flag. I apologize, member of Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Coincido que los documentos de debate tienen que estar incluidos en este resumen de los estados de situación. Me parece que sería importante que se pusiera en esta tabla la fecha en que inicia el debate de un nuevo tema que se propone. Porque si queremos ser eficientes en el trabajo del Códex, Creo que uno de los puntos sobresalientes que se deberían mirar, y esto creo que lo resaltó usted en alguna oportunidad, es ser mucho más estrictos al momento de decidir la inclusión de nuevos temas. Porque la verdad que hay temas que, como documentos de debate, están en la comisión durante 4 o 5 años y no pasan del trámite 2 o 3 durante otros 3 o 4 años. Y en realidad eso lo único que pone en evidencia es que no hubo consenso en cada uno de los momentos en que se aceptó pasar al paso siguiente o que se forzó el consenso. Entonces, dentro de la tarea del comité ejecutivo, quizás el tenerlos identificados, evaluar el estado de situación a medida que pasan los años de estos debates, puede ayudar a clarificar a la comisión por dónde están pasando los problemas y si el tema está lo suficientemente maduro como para forzar un consenso, ¿no? O para alcanzar un consenso, mejor dicho.
Thank you, member for Latin America and the Caribbean. And certainly having as complete a listing of dates, when work was begun, helps us with that decision making. So that is another point made. I believe it was made earlier in the day that we should strive for that as well. Thank you again for pointing that out. I thank you all for very good discussion. I conclude that we have come to the end of this key piece of our work for this week, although we have a lot yet to do. And we will move now to agenda item number 4. This agenda item will be chaired by Vice Chair Dave. And so give us 1.5 minutes to change seats. Please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are on to the next item on the agenda, that is agenda number 4. 4A, the financial and budgetary matters, the Codex program and budget for the biennium 2010-11. There is no document before us here today as part of the formal agenda. But with the background that we have, that in the beginning of the biennium 2010-11, the FAO mentioned that they are moving to a results-based budgeting process, which is based on setting up of strategic objectives, defining the expected results, the alignment of the programs and resources, and an improved accountability. The FAO conference was recently held in November 2009, and the final budget proposals are expected sometime in January. So with that background in place, may I request Madam Secretary if you would like to add something to what I've just mentioned as a background. Okay. Maybe FAO would like to start the process.
señor presidente. Como usted correctamente ha indicado, la FAO está iniciando a partir del año del bienio 2010-2011 el proceso de presupuestación basada en resultados, en el cual se establece una relación directa entre asignaciones de recursos y resultados concretos y mesurables, que es un sistema que el Códex también quiere seguir. El objetivo estratégico al que corresponde la Secretaría del Códex es el objetivo estratégico de mejora de la calidad y la inocuidad de los alimentos en todas las fases de la cadena alimentaria. Y en específico, el trabajo del Códex responde al resultado D01, normas alimentarias nuevas o revisadas, acordadas a nivel internacional, y recomendaciones sobre inocuidad de los alimentos que sirvan de referencia para la armonización internacional. La conferencia de la FAO, recién concluida, ha aprobado este nuevo proceso de presupuestación, así como el presupuesto de la organización para el 2010 y 2011, y siguiendo las recomendaciones de la Comisión, ha decidido continuar dando la prioridad a las actividades del Códex, manteniendo su contribución equivalente a un 85% del total del presupuesto del Códex. Será siguiendo bien, cubierto por la FAO, que corresponde aproximadamente a 6.989.000 aproximadamente, tratando de asegurar mantener el mismo poder adquisitivo que ha tenido el Códex en el bienio anterior. La FAO también ha decidido seguir adelante con el nombramiento, con la selección del personal para el nuevo puesto del CODES de grado P4, que había sido momentáneamente suspendido por necesidades de recursos, pero la vacante ha sido anunciada y se procederá en el proceso de selección. Y finalmente, señor presidente, deseamos informar que la conferencia de la FAO en el futuro se realizará en el mes de junio en lugar de diciembre. De esta manera esperamos tener mayor oportunidad de poder informar a ustedes convenientemente de los resultados o las aprobaciones de presupuestos en el futuro. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, FAO. Well, that is some good news that in the future we will have information on a timely basis for the Executive Committee, and that the pending vacancies in the Codex Secretariat are likely to be filled up very soon. This would be quite helpful, and with the WHO contribution already known at the 32nd session of the Commission, we would shortly be aware of the total budget, but I informally understand that it is likely to remain the same. May I open the floor for discussion or for comments from the members? I do not see any flags. Well, at this stage, this is basically for taking note of what FAO has informed us today, and there is no specific action on the part of the CC exec today. With that, we move forward. Agenda number 4B is not to be discussed, as we have agreed during the adoption of the agenda. And therefore, we move over to agenda number 4C, which is the development of the business plan for the Codex. This was discussed at the 62nd session of the CC Exec, and it was agreed that Australia and New Zealand, with the assistance of FAO and WHO, would further develop the business plan, which they have done. And we thank Australia and New Zealand for having taken up this work. I would suggest that the member from Southwest Pacific may introduce this document.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Firstly, Australia would like to, and New Zealand would like to acknowledge and thank the FAO and WHO both for their contribution to the revision of the paper. Members will recall that the purpose and objectives of the business plan are to provide a rigorous and systematic framework for estimating the resource requirements for the activities and programs of the Codex program. The business plan should also set out clearly the linkages between the high-level goals and objectives of the parent bodies. The revision of the document now shows the individual objectives of both the parent organisations. The business plan is also in order to provide greater clarity on resource allocation across the various activities, principally to determine, or not necessarily to determine, but to identify the areas where Codex works in relation to food safety and in relation to food quality. We've discussed in the Commission over several years that the first priority for Codex should always be food safety. The template that is also in the business plan with regard to the resources also takes into account and recognises the sizeable contribution that members make to the fulfilment of the Commission's work program, particularly those of host country governments. And finally, the business plan will provide the necessary information to members to enable them to contribute to consideration of funding issues at the parent body level. We continually, as a Commission, call on the parent bodies to ensure adequate funding for the Codex program. But as we also hear from both FAO and WHO, it's necessary for us to take that message to the parent bodies through our national representatives, which are not always the same as those of us that attend Codex meetings. The Executive Committee at its last meeting in June noted that the business plan established the important linkages between the midterm plans of FAO and WHO and the strategic vision of the Codex, and that it was important that the template would illustrate how much the resources would be spent on activities and provide indicators to measure the achievement on these activities. One of the problems that we did have in the revision of the document was the terminology that we had used, which we'd taken from, I think, various plans and language from both the parent bodies. And in some discussion that I've had informally with the Codex Secretariat, we understand that the FAO results-based budgeting framework may not quite be finalised in terms of those measures and those sorts of things. So we may want to take a further opportunity to have some more, at another round of discussion with the FAO in terms of those. So I think where we're at now is we really do need to revisit those performance indicators, measures of success, and particularly those relating to the key activities, which is on page 8 of the document. And I'd ask the Vice Chair if we actually have time to have a bit of a discussion on that here today. And I think I might stop there and see if there's any sort of questions or clarification in terms of the document as it is now.
Thank you. Thank you, member from Southwest Pacific. Before we go into discussion on the performance indicators and the measures of success given on page 8, what I would like to suggest is if FAO and WHO and members from the floor would like to make some initial general comments. FAO.
Sí, gracias, señor presidente. Bueno, tanto la FAO como la OMS vemos este documento con interés en línea directa con el esfuerzo que están haciendo ambas organizaciones de tener una mayor un mecanismo que facilite el seguimiento y la evaluación de los recursos de una manera más clara. En relación con las actividades principales y los indicadores de rendimiento y medición del éxito, necesariamente esta discusión tendría que llevarse también al mismo tiempo que estamos discutiendo esta situación en la FAO. Estos indicadores de rendimiento y medición que serán aplicados en la FAO están en proceso de definición y seguramente en los primeros meses del año tendremos concretamente los indicadores que serán utilizados al interno de la organización. Con respecto a la plantilla de gastos del programa, la descripción, como ya lo indicó la persona que me precedió, muestra una información útil para todos nosotros.
Thank you, FAO. Any general comments from the floor? Member for Latin American and Caribbean countries.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina, en realidad lo que quisiera es alguna aclaración. En primer lugar, agradecerles a Australia y Nueva Zelanda el trabajo que han realizado. Pero la duda que tengo es la siguiente. Este planteo de modelo que nos parece acertado estaría basado en términos de resultados de la organización de manera global, o es un modelo que de alguna manera luego debería reflejar de manera detallada cuál es el costo que implica cada una de las actividades que lleva adelante el CODEX. Porque en realidad es la duda que tenemos, dado que hay toda una cantidad de datos respecto del presupuesto que se le asigna al CODEX y básicamente de los gastos del CODEX, que durante los años precedentes, cuando se pedía información detallada, no quedaban claros. Por ejemplo, los gastos de traducciones, los gastos de impresión, los fondos que asignaban los gobiernos a ciertas actividades de CODEX y de qué manera eso hacía que los gastos del secretariado de la FAO y la OMS en función del programa CODEX no fueran tan abultados como se esperaba. En realidad nunca nos quedó claro, me parece, cuál es el presupuesto que maneja en su totalidad el CODEX, teniendo en cuenta los aportes que hacen los gobiernos que tienen presidencias de comités. En función de eso, me gustaría tener un poco más de claridad respecto de si se trataría de un modelo global que de alguna manera seguiría la premisa para los presupuestos anteriores que se habían hecho.
Thank you, member for Latin American and Caribbean countries. Member for the Near East.
Thank you, Vice Chair. أنا أيضا لدي تعليق عام على هذا الموضوع. وفي البداية طبعا أود أن أشكر كل من أستراليا ونيوزيلندا ومنظمة الأغذية والزراعة ومنظمة الصحة العالمية على إعداد مشروع خطة العمل المنقحة والمرتبطة بالنتائج والمقترحة لهيئة الدستور، وخاصة في ربط الرؤية الاستراتيجية للدستور الغذائي مع الأهداف الاستراتيجية الموضوعة في الخطط متوسطة المدى لكل من المنظمتين الرعيتين من خلال ربط الأهداف الاستراتيجية والنتائج التنظيمية التي تساهم أمانة الدستور الغذائي في تحقيقها وتحديد الموارد المالية ومصادر ومصادر هذه الموارد المالية لتحقيق الهدف. طبعا هنا أريد أيضا أن أشارك بأنه يجب لابد من تحديد الأنشطة الرئيسية لتحقيق الأهداف الفرعية الرئيسية المرتبطة بالأهداف الاستراتيجية، وضرورة التركيز على موضوع وضع مؤشرات لقياس الأداء الـ KPIs في هذا الموضوع. وشكرا.
Thank you, member for the Near East. The member from Asia.
Thank you. We'd like to thank also to Australia, New Zealand, and the parent organizations of Codex. We agree that this practice would increase transparency of budgeting, as well as sort of efficient and practical budget proposal and its execution. However, we too have some concerns about operation of this. Well, we have requested already some additional work to be done by the Codex Secretariat. And I was kind of pleased to hear from FAO that this model is in line with what FAO and WHO has been doing. So if there's not much extra burden put on the shoulders of the Codex Secretariat, it's okay. But we wonder, you know, if for each item there is need to separate FAO contribution, WHO contribution, so on and so forth. It may give some extra work to Codex Secretariat to do. So we'd like to really see really efficient operation of Codex as a whole, not just committees. So we'd like to sort of get some idea how much burden, or not at all, is given to the Codex Secretariat.
Thank you, member from Asia. Member from Southwest Pacific would like to respond to the three interventions.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Firstly, I'll respond to the clarifications from the member for Latin America and the Caribbean, and I'll draw your attention back to the paper that we presented for the last executive committee in June. And in hindsight, as a cross-reference, perhaps we should have made that available to the members for this meeting as well. But in the Appendix 2, which is the program expenditure template that we presented to this committee in June, we had quite a detailed list of expenditure that included attendance at other meetings, executive and commission meetings, translation of documents, the cost of regional coordinating committees. We were very cognizant of the fact that in the discussion at that last meeting, it was felt that we should provide a high level of aggregation to start with. This is the beginning of a process that we hope to take us through to some transparency, some accountability. We're also cognizant of the fact that the FAO reforms will already require the Codex Secretariat to participate in this type of activity. So we've revised the document to simplify it with a view to making sure that it also fits with the FAO templates, formats, and it won't become a burden or a duplication for the Secretariat. I think we also mentioned at the last session of the Executive Committee that Australia and New Zealand were prepared to help the Secretariat to complete the document as well. So, and as far as Australia goes, I can't speak on behalf of New Zealand, we'd be happy to continue with that support. I'm not sure. So in terms of, I think, the next steps for this document is, I think that it's important that we finalise the template, but we will still require some further work with the FAO in particular, and I'm pleased to hear that they will be defining their indicators and performance measures, and perhaps we can take those into account, and that maybe present a final proposed template to this committee for endorsement in June next year. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Southwest Pacific. There were a couple of other points which were mentioned. For example, the member from the Near East talked about the linkage between the activity plans or the budgeting with the strategic plan, which perhaps would need to be re-looked at as to how the different activities of the budgets can be linked to the strategic plan. This was one point which the member from the Near East had mentioned. And then there was a point which was made by the member from Asia, which is that how whether are we going to look at activity-wise separate budgetary provisions from FAO and WHO, or should it be overall codex budget? Would you like to respond, please?
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't address those. In terms of the activities, if you look at the example of the activity plan, the activity identification is activity name is review and develop codex standards and related texts for food safety. The activity is 1.1, which is taken exactly from the table in the strategic plan. So though the linkage is there, those activities won't be identified as separate activities. They are already been identified as priorities and activities of codex, and they will come straight out of the strategic plan. In terms of the separating the budget entities for appropriations from FAO and WHO, it is a question that has come up, and I think it is a question that would need to be answered by the budgeting areas of the FAO, whether they can in fact show those as what we would call separate line items. It may be that we can't separate those out and that it is an overall contribution. But again, that is something that will need to be answered by the FAO budget people. And I'm guessing that it may not be possible at this point in time to answer that question.
Thank you, member from Southwest Pacific. Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Because we have the codex, we have the contribution that's in the budget paper for the Commission, where you have the proportion of FAO and WHO, but then it's from the codex budget. So in the activity plan, for example, we would indicate what is the part of the budget allocated for the work of the committees which are named here. For example, everything related to food safety standard. But we would not be able to do this percentage of what comes from FAO from WHO because it's all the codex budget. We have two contributions. There is a proportion which is there, and then it's used as the budget of the codex activities as a whole. So that seemed to us really when also our parent organization can confirm, but that seemed a little difficult to us. It's not possible in practice. We see what is used from the budget for each separate activity, and we will see also in relation to the new budgeting and reporting exercise we have to do in the framework of FAO, how far we could report and provide all this more details, so it's more clear to all the members. But not we cannot put the proportion of the budget for each activity coming from FAO or WHO. We will put what is used from the codex budget, trying to follow the strategic plan as was mentioned. And also there were some in the example which was given while I have the floor on the key activities, we were not quite sure, because translation and distribution of documents for meetings, it's for all of them. So we can put for the committees corresponding to a certain activity what it will cost, for example. Well, then you also have the overall figure. Also key activities and indicators, we were wondering about the last one, which is provision of input to critical review. Critical review, it's an activity of the executive committee, so it's the document that we have been discussing. It's for executive committee, so how we would see the cost is not very, very clear to us, but perhaps these activities may need to be reviewed. It was much more clear for us to follow the strategic plan, activity plan, as mentioned also by delegation from the member from South Pacific, following the structure of the strategic plan and trying to provide, which we will try also to do, probably for the next budget item at the next CC exec and the commission, to try to follow the strategic plan and see what how the budget is used for that. But we are talking of the Codex budget as a whole. We cannot distinguish between a FIO and WHO at that level of detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The member from Southwest Pacific would like to take the floor again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to perhaps, in a way, support what the Secretary has said in terms of the breakdown of the FAO and WHO contribution. I think it's important for members to remember that this is a tool for us to see how the work is being carried out and the actual costs of Codex work. It's not, the intention is not for us to use it as a tool to beat the WHO over the head because their contribution isn't as much as the FAO's, or to beat the FAO up because their contribution isn't as much. I think it's so that we can determine the actual costs of the Codex program, so that when we go to the parent bodies and we say to them there isn't enough money, we actually have some evidence that shows where the money is going, and that it may be not necessary to break it down to individual FAO and WHO contributions to each individual activity. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Southwest Pacific. It seems clear that there needs to be an additional discussion. FAO would like to take the floor, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solamente para ratificar lo ya dicho por las dos personas que me han precedido, no es posible separar las contribuciones de esta manera, porque es una sola contribución que llega y constituye el secretariado del Codex. Y seguramente tendríamos también que continuar las discusiones en cuanto a cuáles son las actividades principales, porque, por ejemplo, en la tabla que tenemos aquí en la página 8 del documento, cuando se habla de la vinculación con órganos de expertos en lo relacionado con la provisión de asesoramiento científico, al interno de FAO, una de las discusiones que tenemos es ¿cuál será el indicador de rendimiento que vamos a utilizar? ¿Es solamente la necesidad de asesoramiento científico que es satisfecha? Es decir, cuando el Comité de Drogas Veterinarias o el Comité de Contaminantes requieren una asesoramiento científico de parte del JECFA, ¿esto se va a constituir como un elemento positivo, o el elemento positivo va a ser cuando la asesoría científica proporcionada es tomada en cuenta para avanzar los trabajos del comité? Este tipo de discusiones todavía tendremos que llevarlas adelante. Gracias.
Thank you, FAO. Well, certainly it is true that we need not go into individual breakup of funding from FAO and WHO on an activity-wise basis. It is actually the Codex budget which eventually is before us, and we need to apportion it according to the activities that the Codex wants to perform on the basis of the strategic plan that we have in place. It is clear that there is certainly some further discussion that needs to take place with FAO and WHO, primarily with FAO, and the representatives from Australia and New Zealand would probably take this forward. We need to give them guidance from the executive committee as to which are those areas on which they need to address further after taking into account the budgetary provisions or the results-based budgeting activities that FAO decides in the month of January. I see that Chairperson Karen would like to take the floor.
Thank you, Vice Chair Dave. In further discussion of a business plan for the Codex Alimentarius Commission, it would seem that it would be very useful to consider in those discussions what the ultimate use of the plan. To what use will this plan be put? The member from Southwest Pacific has generously offered to offer help in development of a plan, because certainly development of a plan is a resource-intensive exercise. Came very close to suggesting the assistance of New Zealand. And we take those, I think we take those offers seriously, because there's a significant amount of work involved here. And we don't want to do the work unless we get some, unless we are pretty sure of the benefit we get for doing the work. So the question really is, who's our audience? Is the audience FAO, Council? Is the audience WHO, Executive Board, World Health Assembly? Is the audience a fundraising possibility outside, you know, a foundation? I think we need to be sure how we would use the document before we commit to developing it, because we haven't unengaged resources lying around on the ground just ready to pick up some work. Besides, we would have a much better product if we really want to do this work. We have a much better product if we develop it to meet a specific reason and a specific audience. So I would ask that we be sure that we're very clear of the answer to that question. At the present moment, I'm not clear. I couldn't answer for sure for myself the answer to that question. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson Hulebeck. I see two flags. The coordinator from Africa, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is a very important activity, and I would like to also congratulate Australia and New Zealand for the document that they have prepared. It has several items that I think we need to think about carefully. We're making a plan, it says a business plan. And therefore, it's important that whatever we put in the plan should be something that we could do, that we don't develop a plan only to find that we have left, there are gaps that makes it very difficult to assess our performance. The purpose and objectives of this plan are clearly articulated in the paper. The first one is to provide rigorous and systematic framework for estimating the resource requirement. And I would like us to remember this, that we want to estimate resource requirement and hopefully to cover all the areas that are pertinent to the work of the Codex. So when we come to the example giving in the activity plan, I see that time frame is giving us continuing. I would like to propose that for purposes of effectiveness, we will need to have specific time frames. So if it is June 2010 to August 2012, it must be stated so that when you are reviewing, you will know the time frame for which resources were allocated and be effective in moving forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Coordinator for Africa. Member from Europe, please.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair. I was, as a newcomer, I was slightly hesitant to take the floor on this issue, but having heard the Chair's intervention, that was one of the questions that I had in my own mind. What is the primary purpose of this business plan? I'm still see some merit in setting out how Codex is spending the contributions from FAO and WHO, and it provides some rigor of accountability to the funds, if you like, and transparency of how the Codex Commission is using those funds. Now, if that's the case, then that's fine. The background in the paper, however, says it should present a compelling business case in order to secure funds necessary. And we've just heard from FAO and WHO that the funds are remaining at the same level. So, again, I'm still slightly unclear in my own mind as to the true purpose of this business plan, if it's for transparency of how we're using and utilising FAO funds and WHO funds, then fine. Do we need that within the Codex Commission? If it's to get more funds or to secure additional funds, I'm not sure if this is going to achieve that purpose, because as the WHO representative director said this morning, that is for governments to pursue through WHA. So I'm sorry if as a newcomer, but again, it's just not exactly clear to me how we're doing it, and I'm glad the Chair made those interventions earlier on, because those were the same questions I had in my own mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Member from Europe. Yes, these are certainly some of the concerns that we have in mind about the purpose of this document and to whom are we addressing this. Are we likely to achieve additional budgetary support from FAO and WHO? These are the questions which need to be answered before we take this forward with the template that has been drafted. But it is always a good idea to work on some kind of a business plan which helps us to achieve and link the strategic objectives that we have in place for the purposes of self-evaluation and evaluating as to where we are and where we need to go from here. Vice Chair Ostergaard, Knut Ostergaard would like to make an intervention, please.
Thank you, Dave. Just a short one. First of all, I would like, well, as others, to commend Southwest Pacific for their document. It certainly made a lot of things clearer in my head as to the basic idea related to the first sketch we saw. So thank you for that. But I also have some problems really making clear in my head where we are landing and what is the purpose. Obviously, in many contexts, it is a very good idea to have a budget plan or a business plan. But I think I would like to pick up on what our chair just said about who is the audience for this business plan. And I'm thinking about, and I do that because we still don't know the level of aggregation and what is actually coming out of the FAO process. Because, and that keeps turning around in my head, what is, how much is the breakdown at a detailed level in an outcome-based budget which the FAO is going to make? Because I think what we used to do in the Codex system is that, well, we get the budgets from the FAO and the WHO, and well, we never think it's enough. So we want to always to get a little more to make our important business. But after having got the budget on the level, on the basis it has happened during the last many years, the priority setting of what kind of standard should be developed, which committees should be actually activated and discontinued, is basically the business of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. And I think if we make a very detailed business plan, breaking down cost for different kind of committees, I wonder where the priority setting is actually going in the bigger process. Does it mean that if the WHO, now I'm being a bit naughty maybe, but if the WHO get a business plan stating the costs of different kinds of committees, would the WHO actually support committees making quality standards? Or would they say, no, we don't want to spend money on that. We only want to spend money on food safety aspects, because that's their major objective. So I might be completely wrong, but I'm just thinking about where do we go in this direction, and especially as long as we haven't got the information of the breakdown level, of which in the FAO budget, which there certainly has to be a link between what we might do as a business plan and what actually happens in the parent organizations. It is just some questions that keep turning up in my head. So I don't know if anybody can ask them for the time being, but I would be very pleased if at least a sort of indication could give me further food for thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair Ostergaard. We are not really looking at making specific budgetary provisions for different committees or different activities of the different goals under the strategic plan. But these could be certainly broad. That's what I think, unless the committee has a different view. Looking at broad activities in terms of, say, capacity building activities or the standardization process. Then there are functions related to the Codex Secretariat. Now, these are different budget heads that could probably be looked at, and certainly not, committee-wise, because if we look at committee-wise budgetary provisions, probably we may not be able to achieve what we are looking at in terms of a business plan, because we are looking at a broader business plan from the angle of the commission. I believe FAO wanted to make an intervention.
Gracias, señor presidente. No, solamente para clarificar que en mi intervención anterior mencioné que para el próximo bienio el CODEX tendrá la misma asignación presupuestal que para el bienio que está corriendo en este momento. Esto ha sido definido ya por nuestras autoridades. Eso no significa que con esto, con el presupuesto total, eso sea suficiente para lo que la comisión del CODEX quiere hacer en términos del plan estratégico que tiene que cumplir. Creo que la comisión tiene que determinar si requiere recursos adicionales para hacer qué dentro del estrategia. Son dos discusiones en ese sentido. Solamente quería hacer esa aclaración.
Thank you, FAO. A member from Southwest Pacific.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And maybe it's time for a little history lesson. For several years, Codex members have expressed concern at the lack of increase in funding provided by both the parent bodies. During the Commission's discussions of the Codex budget for 2006-2007 and the estimates of expenditure for 2008 and 2009, the WHO representative stated that any requests for additional resources from WHO should be well justified by a business plan based on the objectives of the strategic plan. At the Commission in 2008, the Commission again noted the funding situation of the Codex program for 2008 and 2009 and its implications to the Codex work, including the decreasing share of the WHO contribution. And you might recall that one of the responses to that lack of funding was that we had a session of the executive committee cancelled, which is why we had so much work to do in June this year when we had night sessions, etc., etc. So in response to those comments about the vulnerability of the Codex program to cost increases in services, Australia suggested that to support the need for increased income from the parent organisations, a compelling business case was needed. And that a business plan linking the strategic plan to activities and providing a breakdown of costs per activity could provide a favourable environment for discussions on future budgets. We also thought that at the time that it would also be a tool for the executive committee when we are presented with the budget situation that there isn't enough funding to have two sessions of the executive or all the sessions of the regional coordinating committees, that if we could see those planned activities set out in front of us and the costs of those activities, that the executive committee could perhaps provide a more informed advice to the secretariat as to which activities we thought should not be carried out when there is not sufficient funding in that biennium. Thank you.
Thank you, member from Southwest Pacific. Well, if that be so, and we, for the moment, we have budgetary restrictions announced by the FAO and WHO that we will have the same budgetary provisions that have been there in the previous biennium. If we need extra budgetary resources or additional budgets from the parent bodies, and if we have to prepare a business plan, as has been pointed out, we need to really bring out in our document as to how we are going to use it. And if we have to list out activity-wise budgetary provisions, which perhaps looks a difficult proposition, for the simple reason that does it mean that if we are not able to complete certain activities within a time frame, as was suggested by the coordinator for Africa, what happens to the budgetary provisions for that activity? Does it fall apart? Or does it get subsumed into other activity plans? So perhaps a thought that comes to my mind is, do we really need to go into activity-wise budgetary plans? It is for consideration of the floor whether we should have budgetary provisions on a broad-based basis, on goal basis. There are 5 goals of the strategic plan. Should we work on those lines? Perhaps we need to give some guidance, additional guidance, to our representatives from Australia and New Zealand to work in coordination with FAO and also with the Secretariat in redrafting or further developing the business plan. I would like to have the suggestions which we could mention to Australia and New Zealand. Member from Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and I apologise for keep taking the floor, but a significant amount of work has gone into this. We've had significant discussion in this committee for a number of sessions, and I think it is important to perhaps clarify for some members, we're not talking about individual standards or the work of individual committees. We're talking about the overall activity, which is already in the strategic plan. And some of those activities won't be measurable and don't have significant cost implications. And I can see that the chair going. But the secretary mentioned before about the critical review. That's part of the secretariat's job in terms of managing the work of the committees. We talked about last session. We would just stick to goal one to start with. This is, it's like our critical review document. we need to develop it enough so that it is useful and then gain some experience with it. The other document that we have looked at is the International Plant Protection Convention, which is also in the FAO, and they do have activities and probably a level of detail that we wouldn't want to go down to. And I'm just trying to find an example where they say, for instance, their goal is a robust international standard setting and implementation program. The areas are 1.1, standard development, adoption and revision. The planned activities include expert drafting groups, standard committees, meetings, increase efficiency of standard development and adoption, establish staff to maintain the standard setting program. These do have measures of success, and they talk about things like at least 5 ISPMs or equivalent adopted per year. That's their standards, and they do operate in a significantly different way. But it's not a new thing that we're proposing. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, if we would like to follow the structure of the strategic plan, also to reply to some comments, the strategic plan is established, some activities are ongoing because the activity is continuing, like establishing standards. But what we would look, of course, in relation to the budget is set by biennium, so we would look in the biennium, of course. So we could, for example, if we take 1.1, the food safety, we could see what is the budget used for the operation of the of these committees which are mentioned, which are establishing standards for food safety. Then you go to those which do quality. So it's simple enough if you look at the budget needed for preparation of documents, etc., and holding of a committee. What becomes a little difficult, that a number of committees are named in several activities. So how would you see what is the part of, you have the cost for holding session of one committee, but how you will divide that between the different activities of a committee which find themselves in the strategic plan. So that would not be so easy. Some committees are listed only in relation to specific activities like 1.4 or 1.3, but several committees are mentioned several times, so how we would establish the part of the budget which corresponds to a specific activity, that might not be so easy. So that would be for us to see how we can break it down. So on that we would perhaps need some more views or thank you.
Member from Africa, please, wanted to take the floor.
Merci, Monsieur le Vice-Président. Je remercie l'auteur du document et surtout le fait qu'elle ait rappelé quand même l'historique. Je pense que, tout en les félicitant pour ce résultat, parce qu'il y a au moins un certain nombre d'objectifs qu'on s'est donnés, puisque dans ce document, on a une bonne lisibilité pour ce qui concerne les liens entre le plan stratégique que nous conduisons et les objectifs des deux organisations mères. Et j'ai bien compris que l'objectif de ce document, c'est de servir comme plaidoyer pour augmenter les ressources, mais aussi un élément important, même si ce n'est pas souhaitable, mais aussi lorsque nous avons des situations difficiles, c'est de savoir à quel niveau nous devons peut-être faire des économies. Et tout en, pour ne pas le faire au hasard, comme certains l'ont dit, la fois dernière, on a juste annulé une réunion. Je pense qu'on peut aller de l'avant en précisant ne serait-ce que les coûts agrégés des activités, du moins des réunions. Il y a un certain nombre d'activités qui ont été énumérées, mais les réunions aussi, sachant que pendant une période, on connaît le nombre de réunions pour chaque comité, on peut bien indiquer ces coûts, puisque ça aura l'avantage aussi que, si je ne me trompe, nous avons voulu même faire figurer les ressources que les pays hôtes aussi mettent dans, pour le financement des activités, pour avoir une vision globale de l'ensemble des ressources qui sont mobilisées pour un moment donné pour financer les activités. Je suis d'accord avec la secrétaire qu'il est difficile peut-être d'aller dans un comité voir certains détails d'activités, mais quand même peut-être pour ce qui concerne les comités, on peut se faire une idée si le comité s'est réuni une fois par an ou une fois pour deux ans, on peut vraiment avoir une idée du coût de ce qui est ou bien le coût moyen qui est dépensé pour ces activités. Ça nous permettra d'avoir une vision plus claire. Merci.
Thank you, Member for Africa. Member for Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Just to clarify, I think a comment that I did make earlier, some of the activities, as they're written, would be subsumed by others. At this stage, we think that that we could finalise the template by including the activities 1.1 through to 1.4. So that would be the food safety standards, the food quality standards, those for food labelling and nutrition, and those developed by CCMAS and CCFIX. The 1.5 is non-human antimicrobial usage, excuse me, which the time frame is the work is going to be concluded by 2011. The last three activities are reports, and so they're reports coming out of committees, so they're not necessarily going to provide us with any really detailed information. I think in view of the time that we've spent on this discussion, and I really do appreciate it, it's been very useful and very helpful, that we could perhaps suggest that we work through those activities, 1.1 to 1.4, and in conjunction with the FAO and the Codex Secretariat, we endeavour to come up with a final document that includes some indication of those costs in the template and use some of the indicators that will be defined by FAO in January. And that we bring that back to this executive committee next June.
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I'd just like to thank the Member for Southwest Pacific for giving me a bit of a history lesson. I kind of think that was directed at me. I can't really see you. Those are very valid arguments. Having listened to some of the debate, I think there's probably merit in consolidating some of the goals, as the Member for Southwest Pacific has said, and maybe also some scope for consolidating some of the key activities. You're talking here about meetings to develop standards, and I think there are about provision of secretariat, preparing distribution translation meeting reports, and other things there which are clearly secretarial support. So it may be you can reduce the number of key activities and consolidate them round about secretarial and then maybe standard development work. But that's just a thought. But I'd be interested to see what further work might be done on this. But I think, again, I would just reiterate, I think at the end of the day, sorry, I'm not just pick up the chair's point, who is this aimed at? I think, yeah, if we can use it to get further funding from FAO WHO, then fantastic. I think we'd all love that to happen. But I think at the very least, it will provide a greater transparency into how Codex, the Commission, is using those funds allocated to it.
Thank you, Member for Europe. Vice Chair Maniendo.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I think, Mr. Chairman, we need to pose a few questions for us. must move forward. One of the questions would be, what is the basis for the executive committee to advocate for increased funding? I think we need to think clearly through that question. It is generally understood that we need increased funding, but one would ask for what? And I believe part of the solution could lie in having a business plan. Number two is to acknowledge the work that has been done by Australia and New Zealand and the continued pledge by Australia to continue doing this work. Given that FAO is reorganizing its own budgetary process, as already mentioned, I'd like to propose that we give Australia and New Zealand more time to work with the FAO and the Codex Secretariat to come up with a document that would meet the two objectives of the Executive Committee and FAO and present that document to the next Executive Committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chair Maniendo. The coordinator for Southwest Pacific, please. We are closed. We will take two more interventions and then we'll break for coffee and then come back and conclude.
Thank you, Chair. Listening to all the discussion that has been going for the last half hour, please allow me to speak a few minutes. To me, basically, a business plan is a focus on its products and its client at its foremost. And I think that was the reason why it was proposed. Because somehow Codex has, in some ways, lost its from the years of its operation in terms of efficiency, cost, and effectiveness. A business plan also has some products to sell and also focus on the clients. And those products are mostly Codex are the standards. And we have resources in terms of time, personnel, and financial, etc. And a way a business plan is being proposed is to systematically align those resources in the most efficient way possible to achieve the production of those standards. And I think that is a way we have to focus. It's on our clients, and also on our products, and how best we're to achieve it. And I think the proposal from New Zealand and Australia was in a way directed in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Southwest Pacific, please. FAO, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Una última intervención solamente para recordar que en caso de que el comité decida que se siga este trabajo, tendría que realizarse también en coordinación con la OMS en virtud de que el trabajo es realizado de manera conjunta. Gracias.
Thank you, FAO. We'll take one more comment from Coordinator for Asia, please.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I'm a little bit worried to talk about this because I'm not so clear what is the purpose of this program. But talking about the business plan, usually some organization, they should identify who is the stake shareholder. And usually also they identify the need of shareholder. And we think about our resources and come up with a business plan. But in this case, I think Codec is not new organization. We have experience for the long time. So I would suggest that we still in this plan like this, but we should make some efficiency using the resource from FAO and WHO. So this is not necessary to make a new business plan, I think. Except if we want to make to re-engineering our organization. But if it's not, I think we develop or we make a better plan compared to the last plan, with to increase the efficiency of the using budget from FAO, WHO, and maybe the other budgets. So I think the proposal from New Zealand and Australia, I think it is quite all right, but probably we can make more focus on the efficiency and the using budget. In the future, might be if we want to make a good or better organization, we can make some re-engineering of the organization. So we have to identify who are the shareholder, who is the need of a shareholder. I think the shareholder of Codec is FAO, WHO, and government member, state member, and maybe the other organization that is shareholder. So we have to identify the need of them and then so on and so on. But this take time and take a lot of work. So I again suggest that we to make our business plan like today, but a little bit increase or improve in the efficiency of the using budget. So proposal from New Zealand and Australia, I think we can use that, and probably maybe some comment which we are hearing now, we can improve this proposal. But I think this proposal is quite okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Coordinator for Asia. We've had a good round of discussions. New ideas came up. I suggest we break for coffee. It's 5 minutes past four, and we come back at 4:20 and then conclude the discussion on this agenda item. Thank you, everybody.